Happy birthday, Rick.
Hey, thank you very much.
Did you ever think you'd last 30 years in the biz?
Well, I certainly hope so. It's the one thing that I know how to do.
You know, I can remember when you were located out in Hazlitt, and I take my young kids out there, and that's where we got our first fish. And I remembered, why would anyone in their right mind want to do something as elaborate as this? But we came to learn that that's the secret behind your success. You had a lot of sizzle. You have a lot of sizzle to the steak. And your pet stores is as much of an experience as it is on a place to get your pets.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I kind of like to think it's like a reflection of everything that's inside of us. You know, I mean, we're excited about pets. We really enjoy pets, and it's been a journey. I won't say anything less than a very fun yet very demanding journey over the years to really provide what we provide today. I love it.
How many people are you employing now?
About 70.
And tell us about the new, for folks who haven't been to the new pet store in Old Town, tell us about that store and some of the cool things that they'll see when they go inside.
Well, when you come into the store, one thing that's kind of fun is, you know, it's just colorful. You've got a river as you go come in, and it kind of guides you back to a beautiful saltwater department with lots of creatures that you may have never seen before. And it's that way around the store, from the bus that's off to the side that kind of houses all the small animals to the under the kind of forest canopy feel that you get in the reptile room. We just launched a new mural behind the Spitfire that's up above the all the merchandise in the reptile area, and it just has kind of a fun exploration feel.
All right, so when someone is considering a pet, what do they need to do? When they come and ask you what should they get and what they like, take us through that process.
I think what's important is that when they walk into the door, just understand that our heart is where they're at. You know, we want to make sure that they're on that journey for the right purpose. They don't necessarily understand when they get into an aquarium what it means for them and what it means to their daily life. So we want to have that conversation to make sure that that's the right choice. If they want to get a bird, maybe a parrot, down to a parakeet, you know, we're there to kind of fill in the blanks and kind of give understanding to what they're about to embark. You know, you wouldn't buy a bird for color. You want to buy it for companionship. And sometimes people don't understand what companionship we're talking about. And so we're there to help them. We're not there to make the decisions for them. But we're definitely there to kind of give them kind of a color commentating experience if they want to get into it.
Tell us about the people who work at Pruce.
You know, we have, historically, ever since we opened the store, there's one criteria that you have, and that's if you want to work for Pruce's, you're really there to kind of add to that experience that I just described. And all of the staff members, it's irrespective of either what they look like or how old they are, or who they are, it's whether they have a passion for pets and if they can share that with everybody around. So, you know, it's all about, you know, who they are inside them and how they want to relate that to the everyday person that just comes in and wants to have a fun pet experience.
Rick, what made you move from Hazlitt to your current location in Old Town?
You know, we always had this way of when we started out, we were like 2,000 square foot. And when the merchandise started falling off the walls, we knew we had to go to 4,000 square foot. And when the merchandise started falling off the walls, we knew we had to go to 6,000. And that journey has been that way. Beyond that, you know, it's not only merchandise falling off the walls. It's the fact that we could take a step and express something from our heart that really is fun, dynamic, engaging, and answers the problems that customers have when they walk in the door. They want an excellent selection for sure, but they also want a facility that can actually truly help them. So we have like a lot more capacity to quarantine animals. We have a lot more capacity to educate. One thing we're really proud of is we actually have a classroom in the back that we not only use to educate our employees, but also customers. We have reef keeping 101 class as an example, but we also have a lot of school groups come in as tours. And the other thing that we can do now is we propagate a lot of fish that we have in the store that make fish healthy every time. And we also propagate corals. we propagate small animals, and we have a much better facility to keep, for instance, the exotic birds that are important to have space, room, concerns for how you keep them.
Rick, what's been your take on being in downtown Lansing and how they handle and treat business? Is there anything that they can do better?
Well, you know what? I think each person that has a business downstairs really kind of is part of that tribe. And what I really love about Old Town, where I'm at, and I can't speak necessarily for the rest of Lansing, but I can certainly tell you for Old Town, it's just great to be part of a family. And the business that should be there is the business that really reaches out to the rest of the community and says, here I am, I'm here to serve you. And that's the type of business we have in Old Town, and that's the business that we are, from Elderly Instruments to October Moon. I would say we're hitting the target right on, and we're hitting the target right on because people hear it, see it, and come visit us. And that's what's really super special about Old Town.
Rick, should there be a casino in downtown Lansing?
Well, you know, I think that's something that I hope everybody has a decision to make in that process. I don't know that that's my decision to make. I hate to wiggle around that, but I have mixed feelings about the whole idea. I'll support it because I'll support people coming to Lansing. I'll also understand if, you know, collectively we think that's maybe not the best decision to turn to. I want to take this time out before we hang up to make sure that everybody knows they truly appreciate what we call, maybe, you know, what I feel about is this generational expression of pet keeping. You know, I love being in the store because I get to see not only the parents, but the children's, and even the children of those children, kind of getting around and rallying around something that I really think is important, and that's family, and that's the idea of having pets that kind of change the temperament, change the flavor, and kind of change the significance of who we are, what we're living with, what we're living for, and why we're here on this beautiful planet.
Rick Pruse is the owner of one of the world's great pet stores, Pruse Pets. If you haven't been there, you got to get the kids or the grandkids down there to check it out. Happy 30th birthday, Rick.
Thank you very, very much, Tony.